Thank you for being a friend. Travel down a road and back again. Your heart is true, you're a pal and a confidant.
I almost want to let that play out. I like the song. If you ever heard the whole Andrew Gold. You know who that is? By the way, Andrew Gold is the guy who wrote that song and performed it for the show.
Yeah, we actually have the lyrics, the music sheet, and handwritten stuff from him on display at Golden Girls Kitchen. So I know very well. Andrew Gold's estate reached out and wanted to be a part. So
wow,
yeah, it's super special. I hope I can keep it after the pop-up's over.
Derek Barry, that's whose voice you're hearing, the head of experiences.
That's me.
That's impressive. Ed Bucket Listers.
Yes.
So Golden Girls is one of the many pop-ups that you do, and it's happening right now in Chicago. Why Golden Girls?
It's got such a good following, honestly. You know, I've been doing pop-up restaurants starting in Chicago for the last
Starting with which one? You told me.
Saved by the Bell.
Saved by the Bell.
It was called Saved by the Max in Wicker Park. Yeah, it was incredible. It went for a whole year sold out, so we moved it and toured it. So this all began in Chicago, my favorite city. Glad to be back right now. Love WGN. So anyways, been doing these restaurants, and honestly, you kind of know what's going to work and what's got the following for it. Every time we would announce one, people would go, I love it. Breaking Bad. I love it. Good Burger. Why not Golden Girls? Every time it was, why not Golden Girls? And I was like, I'm going to back pocket that one. And after enough back pocket things, you go like, all right, there's something there. And with the right introduction, it was the availability to do it was there. And like, you know, I was saying right before we started talking here, it wasn't just like, okay, let's take a brainstorm. It was like, oh my gosh, it's the restaurant, is the living room, or is the kitchen, and then we're going to do the living room, we're going to do Blanche's bedroom, and it came together so fast. So Golden Girls, it was incredible, and it's been awesome. We're on our fourth city. It's wild.
What were the first three?
Started in L.A., New York after that. It's currently in San Francisco and in Chicago, same simultaneously right now.
Yeah, and we'll talk about where it is and how you get in and what happens there.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about what happens there. So you walk in, and you're not quite in the kitchen yet. There's a bed. I've been there.
Yep.
So as I recall, there's a bed. Is that Blanche's bed?
That's a recreation of Blanche's bedroom. Yeah. So you walk in, and we wanted a big wall to block the reveal. You need, like, that wow factor. And there's a big 8-foot thank you for being a friend neon that people love, and it's kind of like, okay, I've arrived, I'm here.
Everyone
and
then takes their picture.
They do. It's so fun to see on Instagram and TikTok and stuff. But, you know, you look to your left, you see Blanche's bedroom, you look, you know, directly in front of you is a rusty anchor, which is a recreation of a bar from one of the episodes. It's an Easter egg moment that the diehard fans are like, okay, this is, they thought about this one, you know? And then you look to your right and you're in their kitchen, and that's where majority of the dining room is. So people can feel like they're sitting, you know, eating in their kitchen. And then you go up to our second floor, and we have the living room, which we have not built in any other cities. It's just in Chicago, which has been awesome. And then a massive 2,500-foot patio we turn into the lanai. So it's been really fun, and so far a really great reaction. We're just loving, like, it's perfect for all ages, right? If you want to go on a date or a fun night, family, brunch, dinner, it works. And, you know, we're gonna keep doing it.
There's a certain comfort level to watching that show when you watch it in reruns.
Yeah.
And it's hard to describe. I mean, it's still funny, for one thing. But there's a certain level of, maybe because they're older women, but there's a certain, I think, comfort factor that ties in with the comfort food that you also offer there.
Yeah. Well, so me personally, I think Golden Girls, I instantly think of watching with my grandmother, right? And that's probably cliche saying, but honestly, right? That's what a lot of people did. So I do. It feels like this warm, fuzzy feeling. I don't just think like, oh, yeah, I ran home and watched it after school. Like, Saved by the Bell, like, I remember that distinctly. Saturday mornings, doing my thing. Golden Girls, I wasn't like, okay, I'm flicking it on. It's like you kind of were sometimes forced to watch it, but I liked it. And this is the thing, though. I would kind of laugh along and chuckle, but I didn't really get what was happening. I watch it now, and I'm like, oh, wow. Like, some of the jokes were like, they were really doing it, like, way before other people were taking those risks. So it's fun. It's good. I think it's wholesome, and it holds up. Like, the jokes and the humor, even the storylines, like, you know, they're still there.
Well, so I've already been there. As I said, I went with my wife and my good friend, my old friend, my very old friend, Paul Lisnick, as well as another friend. And he remembers totally every episode. But between Paul and myself, we multiple times had interviewed Rue McClanahan. I think, I don't know that Paul ever interviewed Estelle Getty. I never met her. Betty White, I knew. I at least to interview her many times.
Yeah.
Because of the animal connection, and that was it. That's all that mattered with her. And Bea Arthur, who Paul had interviewed. And between all of us, we got these behind-the-scenes stories.
Nice, yeah.
And they would all comment about how clever the writing was, because on one level, it was just kind of humorous. But on another level, it meant something, and they were making very often social statements.
They were, yeah, they were tackling issues, they were taking risks, and I think they were doing it at a time where there was no, like,
and it
no
was
one
four
was
old
doing,
broads
yeah, exactly,
doing it.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Writing is good. And I heard that they were always awesome with press. Everyone I've talked to or I've even read other things, they were always like, the girls were so fun to talk to. They'd come back. They'd remember you. They would, you know, they say, how you been? How's everything going? That's also a fun part when you work on IP and you honor something and there's like this wholesome factor of the cast is great. Like, you know, unfortunately, they've all passed on, right? So we're holding up this legacy for them.
Yeah.
A lot of the other stuff we're doing is a lot more relevant. And someone gets canceled, your pop-up's going to feel that, right? Luckily, we've got these four amazing women who are just like everyone loves and in all these individual ways, you know, different. So
but I know one thing. They were all animal lovers.
Right.
Especially Betty White.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
All of them.
Yeah.
All of them. And I have an idea for you.
Okay.
We'll talk about that idea and something special to show you.
Oh, my.
Uh-huh. When we come back, no other radio host is going to show you what I'm about to show you.
Okay.
When we come back on WGN. Steve Dale back with you on WGN. We are talking with Derek Barry, Head of Experiences.
Hello.
I love that title.
It's pretty cool, right?
Yeah. Any experience anyone has, you're in charge of Bucket Listers. What is Bucket Listers?
Okay, Bucket Listers is an online community where people basically go to find out the cool things to do in their city. And it's trusted in the sense where not just everything is put on there. It's hand-curated stock of just really fun stuff to do. So anything from walkthrough experiences, paddleboarding, you know, on the lakefront, Golden Girls Kitchen, things like that. So,
a lot of experiences.
A lot of experiences.
Chicago,
yep. Yeah.
Above and beyond the Golden Girls, we're about to talk about something new that's coming into town in a bit.
Yeah.
But it's not only these pop up restaurants.
No. It's all over the place. I encourage people jump on bucketlisters.com and check it out. There's really something for everybody on there. It's constantly changing with new stuff on there. We're in about 20 cities around the United States, but I would say Chicago's. You know, New York and LA are our big markets.
Yeah, Chicago has a lot to do with the Chicago River right here.
Yeah, yep.
Events or activities that you can do on the river.
There's no shortage. I'm looking out behind you and I see people paddleboarding and canoeing, you know, kayaking down the river.
Totally. So I said I have an idea for your pop-up.
Okay, I'm all
these
ears.
Huge animal lovers that in real life, that's what they did.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And Betty White gave much of her life to that. And she was on the board of the Morris Animal Foundation for many, many years, Los Angeles Zoo Board for many, many years as well. How about if you have a pet adoption event in conjunction? You could have the pets outside. You have an outside area upstairs,
that,
right?
Oh, wow. Okay.
I could hook you up with anti-cruelty. I'm sure they'd be interested.
I'm into it. It sounds like we got a co-head of experiences coming in right here.
And the dogs are named. Let me see if I can get them all. Blanche and Dorothy and at least the female dogs. Who am I missing?
So are we going to prename the dogs for them, you're saying?
Maybe. They're okay. Named, yeah.
I think it's a great idea. I think that anything we could do to pay homage to, you know, what they love, that is a great idea. And there's no shortage of really good animal shelters in Chicago.
Oh, totally not. And unfortunately, no shortage of available dogs either.
I know.
This is a bracelet. It is my wife's bracelet. I stole this out of her place where she keeps her bracelets.
Okay.
Something unique about them. Betty White actually once owned this.
No way.
Yeah, way. Yeah. That's absolutely true. She wore this when we went to your pop-up, which is called, by the way, the Golden Girls...
Kitchen.
Kitchen.
Yeah.
Okay.
So did Betty give that to you?
Long story, but
okay.
I could tell you. But yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So she wears it. Periodically.
No way.
Yeah. So we are the only ones, I think, or at least I'm the only radio show host, as far as I know, to say. Yeah. Have I got that?
You set the bar very high right now.
But when it comes to Ken and Barbie, I know nothing. Tell me about Ken and Barbie coming to Chicago as a pop-up.
Okay. So Malibu, Barbie, Chicago.
That's a movie, too, coming out, right?
So there is a movie coming out. We are the Malibu Barbie Cafe. So we are the cafe, they are the movie. But the timing is
not
great.
Not to be confused not between the two.
Correct. The timing is perfect. You know, we're hoping that people come get excited for the movie with us or celebrate it after they watch. But it's a full creation of a Malibu Barbie Cafe, very like West Coast vibes, 70s. You know, Malibu Barbie came to fruition in 1971, so we really took that 70s vibe era with Pantones. And, you know, I don't want to give it away too much because we're going to get some first look photos out later today online.
Wait, what? What did you say?
So we don't want to Pantones.
What are I don't know. What are what's that?
No, I'm looking around. Michael? Yeah, okay. It's like a shade of a color.
Is that the pink color that's everywhere?
Well, there's a pink Pantone.
I really don't know. Let me Barbie.
Okay, so
you can educate me.
Sure. Pantone is basically saying like it would be me saying through different colors. Pantones mean like colors. That's a fancy way. I was trying to be cool.
I take LA it back. Guy. Yeah, what yeah. What do you expect?
Hey, move to LA once and start using the word Pantone.
I never knew there was such a word. So this place will be, I suppose, pink.
A lot of pink.
A lot of pink.
A lot of like hot orange, greens, you know, really like the retro vibe, not mm-hmm. just all pink that people are expecting. But there is other elements, like an all-pink skating rink that we're assembling and building in the back. Oh, yeah. So I like
you'll
that.
Be able to skate?
You'll like be able to skate.
Really?
It's a mini skating rink, but you'll be able to skate. You know, we obviously don't want to make it too big and make that the focus of it because there's so much going on there. But you can pose in an 8-foot life-size Barbie box. You can, oh, man.
So the great thing about what you're describing yeah. is it sounds as though it's for clearly for kids as well as grandma and grandpa can go as well.
It's for everybody.
Yeah.
We're open right now in New York. And I got to say the Chicago location is going to be even cooler. Love Chicago. It's my city, so I had to do much more for it. But we're getting families, absolutely, grandparents, of course. But we've got people on date night. We've got girls' night out of, you know, early 20s and things of that nature. This pop-up out of anything I've ever done, Barbie specifically, is really geared towards everybody. Golden Girls, I think we know, you know, there's probably no 6-year-olds coming in and quoting some D. Arthur stuff. But, you know, but it's a little bit different. And that is the fun thing at Bucket List. We create stuff for everybody. There's mm-hmm. all different kinds of stock for people on the website to hop on.
So I've been a terrible host, as my listeners are telling me via text.
Whoa.
I need to ask locations for both of these, right?
Yes.
So where is the Golden Girls Cafe at?
So Golden Girls Kitchen in Wicker. It's okay. Is in Wicker Park.
Mm-hmm.
And the Malibu Barbie Cafe.
Wait. Yep. Where? Wicker Park's big.
The 1300 block, 1367 North Milwaukee. There we go.
You passed?
I passed. Okay. It's, you know, you can, like I said, you can hop on Instagram at Golden Girls Kitchen. Got all the information going on there. Everything you're going to need, tickets, location, what you get with your ticket. So actually, when you buy your ticket at any of these experiences, you get a meal with it. So Golden Girls, you get a main entree and a slice of cheesecake. And at Barbie, you get a main entree and a side item. So there's a pretty good value associated with these. You get 90 minutes to take fun Instagrammable moments. You get a meal, ton of exclusive merchandise. Really fun time.
Yeah, the merchandise that you had for the Golden Girls.
A lot of stuff there.
Yeah. And
chia
people
pets.
Were how do you even keep up? They had a chia.
Chia pets. Yeah, all the things.
Yeah,
so.
They had a chia with all four ladies.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And there's a line. There was a line
yeah.
to get this stuff.
That's part of the experience. I think they get to come and where else can you go shop like a full Golden Girls retail store, right? You could go to like Spencer's, they've got 6-7 items. You're like, cool. You go to Golden Girls Kitchen, we've got, you know, 40-50 items. And that's the same thing with Barbie. It's all about like, what can we do that makes it special for people coming?
So, did you give the Barbie address?
Ooh, let's see. So I think it's 324.
Another test.
Yeah, another test. I believe it's 324 South Racine.
Yes.
I got the thumbs up. Wow. My wife would be like, yeah, I'm proud of him.
Well, it's because I have a producer who's
yeah,
really on
yeah.
top of it.
She's
Ashley.
On top of it,
yes.
right? And then we have a publicist over here who's also kind of shooting me some notes when I need. So good support we've got
give me
here.
Give that address one more time, though.
324 South Racine.
Okay.
And for that one, you can hop on, you know, just go to bucketlisters.com and
yep.
right at the top of it, we've got these two experiences. The first things that you'll see, all the information. Got to say, Malibu Barbie Cafe. Dates are selling out really fast right now.
When does it open?
It opens Wednesday.
For all of these, do you buy tickets in advance? How
yeah,
does that work?
Yeah. So typically people are buying tickets in advance. which include their meal.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason we do that is because people get 90-minute slots while they're there. So we want to be able to spread it out, not have too many people in the restaurant at once where, you know, you're trying to eat your pancakes and you've got someone's, like, you know, sitting on the table accidentally while they're taking a photo. So we time it out. We keep the capacity pretty comfortable in there, make sure the food can come out fast and there's not too many people. So, yeah, buy your ticket in advance, guarantee the day you come. We've had people not know they need a ticket, walk in, and we're actually sold out, and it's a tough one.
Yeah, so my old friend Paul Lesnick is now shooting me thousands of trivia questions about the Golden Girls.
Oh, no.
We have no time for that. Now, do you have another? So we've got Ken and Barbie.
Yeah.
We've got the Golden Girls.
Mm-hmm.
What's next coming to Chicago here?
So we're working on a really fun Halloween theme.
A TV show?
It's a TV show. I can't say what it is. You can try to pull it out of me.
It's not Halloween the movie.
It's not. That's a little too dark for me.
I was just going to say, that's going to be too scary, actually.
You know, if you can tell, our sweet spot is, like, we like nostalgia. We like a lot of fun throwbacks. So something that's nostalgic. Really core fan base behind it.
The Munsters?
No.
Adam's Family?
Nope. Too nostalgic.
Oh, too old, huh?
Yeah. Well, I don't use the word old, but I like nostalgic.
Too nostalgic. Too vintage. How's
exactly.
That?
Yeah.
Too All age. Right. You know what? We're going to have to keep everyone just... Will you make the announcement here when you're ready?
You know, we will. We'll come back.
Okay.
I say, like we always do, Chicago Bucket List is our bucket list account that's directly related to this one. That's the first place we're going to announce everything. So if anyone's not listening to the show, which they should be every single day, right?
Yes, they should.
And I know they do. But if
even though I'm only on Sundays, but that's okay.
Okay, they should be re-listening 6 other days of the week to it religiously. But, you know, if someone doesn't catch when we announce it, Chicago at Chicago Bucket List on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, all the social media accounts, really active, find out stuff on there. And then you can see live videos of everything happening and not just what the experience is, but like through a creator's eyes and the point of view of what you'd experience at the experience.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Derek.
Thank you.
For being a friend.